Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Tyreek. How can I help you?
Hi, was it Tyreek?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, got a great name. I'm having trouble with your company, and I just got a message from somebody at a phone number that's already disconnected. Oh, boy, let me see if I can make this. February 28th, I saw the special, you only pay shipping for the aloe vera facial moisturizer and the eye serum. I guess it was late and I was tired. I did not see the fine print, so I was charged $92 and something, which I'm told was, you know, oh well. But then I was offered, and this is when, so anyway, I canceled on March 12th. On March 23rd, I spoke to another lady who said she could offer me 70% off of the face cream, which is the one I actually liked. So she charged $27.87 on my Discover card, said that included tax and shipping, and that the next charge would be in the next month on April 23rd. I called today because, unlike the first order, I didn't receive it, and that was, you know, over a week ago. So she said she would send out another shipment. But I just got this long, rambling message from somebody that sounded like she was in the Philippines again or wherever. And I have no idea what she kept talking about a straight sale. Is there any way that you can check on this for me? Because I'm not in the position where I can just piss away money like this, right?
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Yeah.
What's your first and last name?
Sure, and it's Phyllis, PHYLLIS, and the last name is Hamlin, H-A-M as in Mary, L-I-N as in Nick.
And Ms. Hamlin, can you verify your address for me?
Sure, it's 373 East Washington Boulevard, Apartment F as in Frank, Pasadena, California, 91104.
Yes, ma'am. I do see here that you ordered like some face cream, and you said you didn't want that eye serum, and the face cream helps with the wrinkles. And I do see here that the 24th you were charged the $14.15, and then on the 12th it was the $92.90. Then on the 23rd they end up giving you a discount on it, which would be the $27.87. You see, come out your account. But you said that you didn't receive any of the product.
No, and so the woman, but I'm sorry, I didn't understand the first part of what you said. Yeah, I paid the, between the two, it was like $14.15. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right. For the first two samples, and then I was charged the $92.90, and then I canceled because I'm on disability. I can't afford that.
Yes, ma'am.
Oops. So, but then when they offered me the $27.87, yeah, it was charged, I was charged my Discover card. But no, I did not receive it. And so the lady I spoke to today said there must have been she said there was a glitch in the delivery system or something. So she would send it again. But then I got this long rambling message tonight. And it was, like I said, it was really hard to understand. It was about 20 minutes ago, saying something about you need to call us. It needs to be a straight sale. I have no idea what they were talking about.
No, ma'am, you're okay. I do see that she had reshipped you for the fresh cream, and you should be receiving like next week sometime. So you will receive that product. You can disregard that message. I'm not knowing what they're talking about, but I do see what they left in the notations over here.
Yeah.
They did agree to the $27.87, and they did reship it to you.
Yeah, the first time, you know, the trial product came within like 3 days, easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why this one got lost somewhere or something, but yeah, I'm trying to, like, you know how your phone tries to translate messages, which is always,
yes, ma'am,
interesting. She called it the elevator company, that Siri or whoever translates. yeah, it's been a full day canceled with you call March 12th, able to reopen it for you. The previous agent that offered you the 70% life that my explained to here that we can only do a straight sell, and I think that's why she passes by. She processed her order. The second order for the cream cost of the says $7.87, must have been the $27.87. And then it says, that's only a straight sale, ma'am, and this is not the subscription, so you need to call us over whatever you want to reorder that item, and it will still be to see if that 70% lifetime discount. I mean, it was just this rambling thing. And listening to it wasn't any better. But I was like, help me. What's going on? So I just didn't want to. You guys aren't a scam, are you? Am I going to
no,
get,
ma'am.
Like, okay, cool. So am I? So they did reship it? Or,
yes, ma'am. You might end up getting like two packages in the mail because I see that she reshipped it and then another agent reshipped it. And then I just press reship too. So you're going to get probably like two packages. So that'll be fine.
Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's fine. You pay for it.
And then, I hope I don't get charged for each one.
No, ma'am. You're not.
And then they said the next charge is April 23rd, but because it got here, so it hasn't gotten here. I asked the lady I spoke to earlier today, I said, can you just automatically ship it on the 1st of every month since it's almost the 1st, you know, since I haven't gotten it. So if she was going to change that, but is that even showing in your record?
I see what she left a message over there too about the May 1st.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So in theory, I should be getting something in the next week, and then the next charge will be on May 1st. Does that sound right, Tyree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I don't know what that message was. It was kind of disturbing, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they left you a message.
Yeah, and it was just one of those. It was a local LA number, but then when you call it back, it says it's a Verizon account that's been deactivated. So that kind of made me nervous. The plot thickens.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Tyreek, you certainly are lovely to talk to. And, you know, these other ladies, I mean, nothing against them, but the accents were so strong. I had a hard time understanding them. And one of them had a rooster crowing in the background, which actually was pretty funny. I appreciated that, but just didn't want to get any more surprise charges. So.
No, ma'am, you won't. It'll be as planned May 1st.
Is it true that Oprah and Ellen use your product, or were they maybe fibbing a little?
Yes, ma'am. They use.
Yes,
ma'am.
Well, they do?
Yes, ma'am.
See, my boyfriend's 15 years younger, and he said, well, your skin looks smoother, so of course I got sucked in big time, right? Anyway, well, you've been a sweetheart. Thank you for your help. I appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling Customer Support. If you have any more questions or concerns, I'm here all night.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope you get some sleep at some point.
Yes, ma'am. I will in the morning.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Customer Support.
Bye-bye.